Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Good afternoon to everyone. The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela has the honor to take the floor on behalf of the Group of Friends in Defense of the Charter of the United Nations. Mr. President, our Group of Friends attaches particular importance to the OCHA's mandate in view of the fact that the political, economic, social, and environmental dynamics of recent decades at the global level have triggered major emergencies. Our Group of Friends takes note with concern of the report of the Secretary General on strengthening of the coordination of emergency humanitarian assistance, which informs the number of people in need of humanitarian assistance and protection has rose, and contains an outline of measures taken to strengthen humanitarian coordination and response. We consider that the best guarantee for ensuring sustained progress towards a more peaceful and secure world in which development and human rights are a reality is the full adherence to the spirit under which the United Nations was established, as clearly enshrined in the principles and purposes of its founding charter, including the promotion of friendly relations among nations on the basis of respect for the principle of equal rights, self-determination, and the settlement of disputes through dialogue and cooperation. Mr. Vice President, the discussion of strengthening humanitarian assistance at a time of unprecedented global humanitarian needs brings the attention of the international community to respond on questions such as food insecurity, protection risk, needs and challenges in humanitarian emergencies, and humanitarian assistance in the face of climate change. In the midst of a global multifaceted crisis that is having an impact, particularly on developing countries, among others, on the economic and financial sector, at a time when experts are forecasting a recession of the global economy this year. Furthermore, we reaffirm the importance on effectively addressing the increasing frequency and intensity of disasters and their devastating impacts, which have resulted in recent years in serious and negative economic, social, and environmental consequences, evidenced by the death of millions of people, food insecurity, biodiversity loss, the impacts of climate change, displacement, among others. We seize this opportunity to insist that the political, economic, and social impact of the systematic campaign of application of unilateral coercive measures against entire peoples in contravention of all norms of international law represents the most sophisticated cause of global emergencies of human displacement by depriving more than one-third of the humanity from the full enjoyment and realization of their human rights, including to food, health, vaccines, and medical treatment, financial services, education, while also infringing upon the economy of the country subjected to such criminal measures that even undermine the implementation of the 2030 Agenda and the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. Addressing protection risks, needs, and challenges in humanitarian emergencies, particularly the disproportionate impact on women and children. We condemn and reject systematic racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, and any related form of intolerance, and we reaffirm that human rights are entitled to all human rights as established in Article 2 of the Universal Declaration. Mr. Vice President, while welcoming and encouraging the work of the United Nations in the field of humanitarian assistance, the Group of Friends insists that the best guarantee for the success of its mandate is ensuring full adherence to the core principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and operational independence in accordance with the guiding principles established in General Assembly Resolution 46/182, mindful of the fact that it is only through full coordination and national ownership in a context of maximum transparency that their activities will count on the legitimacy needed for avoiding any risk of being politically exploited by external actors, which will ultimately undermine trust and call into question the credibility of the specialized agencies, programs, and funds of the United Nations system. In this regard, we emphasize that the assistance work of the United Nations in the context of humanitarian emergencies constitutes one of the most critical tasks of the organization, both because of the high demand for financial resources and also because of the technical expertise and high-risk operational capacity that it requires on the ground, generally as an emergency, which also makes it particularly sensitive in the political and social spheres. Therefore, we urge all parties involved in such operations to adhere their functions and operate in strict compliance with national and international legislation on this subject, and to prevent their work from being misused for obtaining economic or commercial advantage by some sectors interested not only in profiting from human tragedies, but also in prolonging them indefinitely, an immoral practice that we strongly condemn. To conclude, the Group of Friends appreciates the work of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and reaffirms its willingness to collaborate at the national, regional, and international levels, while reaffirming the importance of addressing the issues inherent to its mandate from a perspective of human rights dialogue and cooperation. The full text of this joint statement has been provided to the Secretariat, but I will stop here because of the time, Mr. Vice President. Thank you very much.